Howdy, folks. The newest statistics show that the average woman has a vocabulary of less than 600 words. And maybe so, but boy, what a turnover. This is Pat Buttram inviting you for delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, this is just entertainment. And this is the season of the year when the covered dish supper is at its best. It's a favorite standby of church and school groups, I know. Some folks call it a church social or supper. The main features are the friendly bumping of elbows with neighbors and eating somebody else's food for a change and general confusion. The confusion starts when your wife can't remember what she's supposed to bring. Was it a salad, a vegetable, a meat, or dessert? Let's see now. Last time she took a casserole, and so did everybody else. She had to bring it home and feed it to the family for a couple of days. This time she decides to fix a scrumptious gelatin dessert. But on arrival, she sees that the table is filled plumb lopsided with gelatin desserts. And then the wife says to the husband, says, "Now remember, my dessert is lime-colored, the one with marshmallows on top. Be sure to help yourself because it's delicious." Well, naturally, he misses it. So when he sits down at the table, the poor guy has to explain that her dessert looked so delicious, he just wanted other folks to have a chance at it. And the youngsters, they forget their manners and skip back to the table for two or three extra portions of everything. And finally, though, the family goes home. The children go to bed, bound for a night of tummy aches. And the husband, he is instructed to pick up his wife's dessert dish, and he discovers he got Mrs. Wilson's instead. Also, a spoon was lost somewhere along the way. Of course, after every meal, including covered dish suppers, you should chew double mint as a healthful aid to digestion. That healthful chewing helps clean your teeth, too, which is that's a help you really appreciate having every time you eat. So for clean teeth, keep it in mind, will you? Chew healthful double mint after every meal. Oh, I've been breezing along here long enough, I think. Now, Paula Richards and the Buttram Symphony, they're going to take you back in your own backyard.
The bird with feathers of blue is waiting for you back in your own backyard. You'll see your castles in Spain through your window pane, back in your own backyard. Now you can go to the east and go to the west, but someday you'll come weary at heart back where you started from. You find your happiness lie right under your eyes, back in your own backyard.
Did you notice anything funny about that number? Well, neither did I. I thought it was fine. No kidding. I was noticing in the Weekly Times newspaper of Vietnam. I like to read all the local papers. They say the Junior Chamber of Commerce over there is organizing a National Traffic Safety Council. It's nice to know our country is not the only one with traffic problems. I remember when they installed parking meters down home in Winston County, the merchants there had already moved the benches off of the sidewalk, so the parking meters meant that the fellows had to even quit sitting on the curb and dangling their feet in the street. Of course, they could loaf at home, but the way the boys look at it down there, loafing at home takes all the fun out of it. You don't get any public recognition that way. I was reading a piece, too, in the Moline Dispatch about an electronic brain that it can translate Russian, smash atoms, and compose music. What I'd like for him to invent is an electronic brain that can dial a telephone number correct, or tie a shoestring, or loosen a stuck zipper. So far, they're dealing with the frilly things. You know, they're not getting down to the essentials. I'm also, I'm in the market for a brain machine that can change a flat tire, or provide me with a good alibi when I need one. Something practical like that, you know. Practical like the way double mint chewing gum keeps you company and gives you a pleasant chewing treat, even when you're working and both your hands are busy. It's not only refreshing and delicious, but it doesn't slow you down with your chores. That's why double mint is such grand company for busy people. Just try it and you'll see. Now the Happy Hallorans are going to get busy and give us a wonderful old spiritual.
Gotta jump down, spin around, pick a bale of cotton. Gotta jump down, spin around, pick a bale of day. Gotta jump down, spin around, pick a bale of cotton. Gotta jump down, spin around, pick a bale of day. Jump down, spin around, pick a bale of cotton. Gotta jump down, spin around, pick a bale of day. Gotta jump down, spin around, pick a bale of cotton. Gotta jump down, spin around, pick a bale of day.
Saw a skeeter on my head. He blinked his eye and I killed him dead.
Gotta jump down. Cook a mess of greens. Gotta jump down, spin around, cook a pot a day. Gotta jump down. Cook a mess of greens, gotta jump down, spin around, cook a pot a day. Gotta cook a mess of greens, gotta spin around, jump down, gotta jump down, spin around, cook a mess of greens, gotta jump down, spin around, cook a pot a day. Gotta jump down, spin around, tote a pail of water, gotta jump down, spin around, tote a pail a day. Gotta jump down, spin around, tote a pail of water, gotta jump down, spin around, tote a pail a day.
Little Sally jump down,
tote a pail of water, little Joe jump down,
tote a pail a day. Little Sally jump down, little Joe jump down, tote a pail of water, gotta jump down, tote a pail of water, gotta jump down. Tote a pail a day, gotta jump down, spin around, tote a pail of water, gotta jump down, spin around, tote a pail a day.
Now I don't know, but I've been told the gopher really don't live in a hole.
He don't? Gotta jump down, spin around, sweat a pail of water, gotta jump down, spin around, sweat a pail a day, gotta jump down, spin around, sweat a pail of water, gotta jump down, spin around, sweat a pail a day.
Won't take a bale of cotton,
won't tote a pail of water,
won't cook a mess of greens,
won't sweat a pail of water,
won't jump down, spin around, spin around, spin around, spin around, spin around. Jump down, won't jump down, spin around, spin around, spin around, spin around, spin around, won't jump down.
Oh, boy, wasn't that fine? Hey, have you been looking at any of these new cars lately? Yeah, me too. If I was one of these fellows now that makes smart cracks on the radio, I'd say something about how you'd never be broke with one of these new cars, 'cause you'd always have a couple of fins. But I don't know. That kind of humor never appealed to me. I guess it doesn't appeal much to anybody else around here either. Something I know will appeal to you is and to your friends is this tip to chew double mint gum after every meal as a healthful aid to digestion. But for right now, just have a stick yourself and relax, because it's time for the Buttram Bonus. Yes, sir, it's Buttram Bonus time, and this is Friday. That combination adds up to me singing. One of the boys in the Buttram Symphony had a real serious talk with me last week. He said I wasn't getting any place as a singer because I didn't have any singing trademark to make me different from everybody else, you know, like shouting out the words or singing through my nose. Or gargling a word every now and then, you know. Things like that to make them stand out. Way I figure it, though, if I just sing in my best voice, it'll be different from anything else on the radio. Not good, maybe, but different. So, with the encouragement of the Halloran Quartet, here we go. The The Joneses had been married just a week and 7 days. At home they sat alone when Jonesy got a phone. He said, "Gee whiz, a man can't spend a night home nowadays. That's Brown. He's awful sick. I must go see him quick. What puzzles me is what I should put on." She said, "That's no puzzle. Here's the answer, John. Put on your slippers and fill up your pipe. You're not going bye-bye tonight. No earthly use making that old excuse. Let me tell you, kiddo, you're married to a widow.
Phone down to Brownie, I know it's a shame.
Dirty shame.
Tell him that I said your excuse is too lame.
And give my regards to the boys in the game.
You're not going bye-bye tonight."
The Joneses climbed the social ladder 7 rungs or more. She got a chafing dish. He bought a soup and fish. He had it on him several times, but not outside his door. One night he said, "I guess I'll leave you, dear, and dress. I'm speaker at the swellest of affairs." She said, "I'm the speaker. Don't put on those airs. Just put on your slippers and fill up your pipe. You're not going bye-bye tonight. No earthly use making that old excuse. Right here, you're a fixture. Get out your old Duke's mixture.
Keep up your pipe dreams, but don't be misled.
Listen to me.
When your pipe goes out, smoke your cigars instead.
Then put on your nightie and crawl into bed.
You're not going bye-bye tonight, tonight.
You might as well drink your Ovaltine and turn on the electric blanket, because
you're not going bye-bye tonight.
Well, I guess I don't have to tell you that I don't use a double for my songs like some of these movie stars. No, when I tell you I'm going to sing, you can bet that the voice you hear is mine and not Carmen Lombardo filling in for me. Well, we've wrapped up another week of Just Entertainment, but we'll have a new stock of songs and music and observations on the world at large next Monday. Meanwhile, you be sure your stock of double mint chewing gum is big enough to fill the weekend demand at your house, will you? Well, till Monday, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that in the good old days, you didn't buy a dishwashing machine. You married one. Goodbye. See you Monday.
This is the CBS Radio Network.